Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Friday morning. It is November 8th. We're at 6:04. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Paying attention to the weather today. There's a lot of high school football. Second round of the playoffs later on tonight happening all over the place. Kind of a cold start to your day, but hey, it is November, but otherwise it's going to be a nice day. We will bring producer Stevie in for talking out what's going on. What did we have yesterday? Viral mac and cheese recipe, which I'm sure is fantastic. A bajillion other things this week.
It's I can't wait to hear what I learned from Stevie today. Yeah. I learned something from her every day. It's awesome.
That's really what it should be called. What do we learn from Stevie?
Yeah, 100%.
Sometimes you see it on TikTok, sometimes you don't, but we had, even after that, recipe sounds old, but essentially that's what it is. We had how many messages saying, wait, what is that TikToker's name? I got to follow this. Maybe I use it for Thanksgiving. Maybe I use it this weekend. Maybe it becomes my viral recipe. Like that was just one thing of the many things that we have learned this week during Talk It Out. That's coming up. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Could you imagine having a winner heading into the weekend? Today could be the day. Today could be the day.
Every day you say it. Every day you say it excitedly. You know what? I want to get through today with a dead guest, not an alive guest.
Okay.
Although the alive ones are kind of funny.
I really should have put up the alive graphic that Gina of Manor sent us that I showed you yesterday of the four guesses over weeks or whatever it might be,
right.
that was the case. So once again, so if you have a person in mind, Google and see if there's an end date to the person.
Right.
I mean, I'm
just
not
check.
Trying to be that guy, but
just check.
I would take a quick Google search and then I would call. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope and your guesses are next. Star 102. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Well, what is your guess for dead guy in an envelope? We hope that he's dead. We'll find out. Dead, he's a guy, he's in the envelope. What's your guess?
Well, I figure because we're going to need a lot of therapy after this, Sigmund Freud.
Good guess. It's not Sigmund Freud.
Well played with, we'll need a lot of therapy after this. What is after this, after dead guy? Is it dead girl in an envelope?
No, it is not.
No. How about a live person?
A live person in the envelope is even better.
Worse. That might be worse.
I didn't think of that. That's a good one.
It's 45 degrees in today's Star City Concord. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cleveland Guardians will soon be selling old seats from Progressive Field.
What?
I knew it.
What'd you say?
I know it. Listen, if you haven't dumpster dove in already... Divin, dumpster dived? What is the past tense of that? I am nervous. You're going to be all over this. You're going to buy too many of these seats. They're going to be the green seats that they're getting rid of right now and replacing.
Text Curtis Stanberg.
Don't. This is early for him. Listen, they're replacing with new blue seats that should be done by opening day. They have not announced how much the seats will cost or how you'll get them. But I'm afraid you're going to end up buying. Like, how many are you going to end up buying?
We're going to get to Talk It Out next. I would love to get into this because I need more. I need more.
Have an issue. Do you, though?
No.
You have a lot.
I don't know if it is what memorabilia you have in your home or what's this. And I'm talking about this from a husband's perspective. What stupid junk has your husband?
Oh.
And it could be wife as well. I just feel like this might be the guys that have... things like this in their home. And once again, might be totally wrong. Maybe that's not the case. I just know in my house, I can go on about really dumb.
You're nostalgic.
I had to delete my eBay account. I had to delete it. I have issues on buying stupid things. Not expensive. They're not expensive. They are dumb. Why do I need? I don't need this stuff. And now I want these seats. And where can I get them? What do you mean you don't know? What? How do I know when?
But wait.
You can't just seat tease me like that.
It's a seat tease. Also, where are you going to put them?
I don't care. Yeah, I have stuff that I don't even know where it goes
this
now.
This is your problem.
It is.
This is why it's
an issue.
I'll put
it down in the basement area, and it'll be there for like legitimately leaning against a wall, unless I somehow set it up and they make it usable. It's a thing. But
are they
all
sittable?
Need this.
Yeah, this is all.
We all need this.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
How many tushes have sat in that seat?
Which seat?
The seat you're going to buy.
Well, it's not like it's bare buns. They got jeans on and shorts.
Jeans.
And I'm sure they're wiped down after every game.
You're sure of that? Really?
You're disgusted like it's just bare cheeks
no,
on the seats. They're not cheeks on the seats.
You're right. It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
A lot of people.
I just.
A million.
Think,
I don't know.
I just. Feel, I don't know why I care because it's not my home. But I know you have a lot of things in there.
Text Nate.
Don't.
And that's going to be your home.
Do not. Stop it. Do not let him see this story. Okay. USA Today. Oh my God. Do not text him. Put down your phone. USA Today has nominated A Christmas Story House in Stan Hewitt Hall for Best Holiday Historic Home Tour. You can vote and help land them in the 10 best. Make sure you vote one today through December 2nd. And we cover Cleveland on the Jen and Tim Show. So what can you do in Cleveland this weekend? Cavs play Golden State tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow, both games at 7:30. And the Totally Rad Vintage Fest coming to the IX Center, where they're selling vintage clothes, toys, home goods, and records from the 80s, 90s, and Y2K eras.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, joined the studio by producer Stevie. We're getting to talk it out next. What are we doing today?
Well, you remember how keto was a big trend diet for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new diet trend in town, at least on my TikTok feed, that I can't escape, and I don't know why. And we're going to be talking about some holiday decorating.
Yes! Love this.
Isn't it? Like, how do these things pop up on TikTok? Like you said, why does the dieting popping up?
I don't know. It's like it shows up. I have no interest. Like this diet that we're going to talk about, I have no interest on ever being on.
Right.
And all
so your
I
algorithm
see
didn't
it.
Lead you there or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's just next thing you know, like, oh.
So everybody's trying this one and it's working?
On my feed, yes.
Okay.
Everybody is doing it. It seems very intense to just casually try out, though.
Okay. Well, and with the holiday decor, is it a trend of some sort that everybody's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's next on Star 102. Talk it out on Star 102. Producer Stevie, what do we got today?
So every time I would scroll on TikTok, I would see it would be a plate of food, and it would just be some strips of steak, an egg, and avocado. And these people just, like, dip their steak into the egg yolk, eat some avocado, and everyone's talking about it. It's actually a carnivore diet, which seems very interesting. A lot of people, I've seen now like thousands of videos on the carnivore diet. Here is an example of what one looks like.
I'm 43 pounds down on the carnivore diet. My allergies went away, my skin cleared up, and my gut issues are gone. Here's what's for dinner. So here I have some organic ground beef. This is the Kirkland brand. I get it from Costco. I love it. It's the best. Here I have a little bit of butter, grass-fed Kirkland butter. And then here I have four chicken thighs with butter. I only salted it with some Celtic salt, and that's it.
So it's very meat heavy.
Yes.
Was he eating just ground beef, he said?
Yes. It's literally a pile of ground beef.
Oh.
Chicken thighs and a stick of butter, like on its own. Like
a stick of butter?
Yeah.
What did you...
Grass-fed butter.
What did you say off the air?
I said I want you to try this diet.
See? All the Fat Tim comments from Jen are now
rubbing off on you. No, I just feel like you would enjoy a carnivore diet.
There are no Fat Tim comments from Jen.
I want to know if it even works. I feel like it won't work.
I would kind of like to try this.
I feel like you would enjoy that.
I should, for 100%, I would enjoy that. And then, and maybe not for all of us, but for me, heading into these next few months, maybe you're not moving like you used to outside Maybe snacks are snackier.
They are snackier.
The portions are bigger.
So on Thanksgiving, can you only eat the turkey?
So the turkey.
That's your only option.
Ooh.
The butter stick.
And that's the worst part of the meal.
Yeah, the sides are the best. The butter stick is disgusting. Is he eating that with a fork, or is he dipping like the food?
All of
you got to actually haven't seen it. You should send this to me. I'll have to.
You'll see it now everywhere.
I will. I'll start this on Monday.
The diet. I look forward to hearing the progress.
Same.
I'm going to eat the stick of butter in studio right in front of both of you.
Actually, I think I would gag.
I would. Same. I would I'd take it a step further. I think I'd throw up in the trash
can. That's one thing. What else do you have? The Christmas decor? What's going on here?
Yeah, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, maybe it's shopping for Christmas decor. So I've seen a lot of people talking about what is in this year. They're going to TJ Maxx, Walmart, Target, Hobby Lobby, World Market, looking for vintage Christmas.
We're in Walmart, and this year we're doing vintage Christmas decor. Let's see what vintage Christmas decor we can find here in Walmart, because we're going to start decorating this weekend. Okay, immediately I had to stop because they have, like, baking gear, and y'all know one thing I love doing, especially this time of year, is being in the kitchen. They have these little mini cookie cutters, so cute. They have all these villages, which remind me of my childhood. My grandma used to literally have villages in every room.
I can't even see what she's looking at, and I want it all. Mm-hmm. Like, every store you just mentioned, looking through the Christmas section, you walk through there and you want all of it. Those cute, like she's saying, the cute little villages and the cute vintage bulbs and all the decor and the Santa mugs.
The vintage Santa, like the pillows, the mugs. He's so cute.
I bought one of those villages because it was like garage sailing or something 5 years ago. I have so many boxes of the village, and I don't really have a place to put the village. It's like I don't really have a mantle that will fit everything. I need to build.
You need like a village
display.
Table.
I really do. Yeah. There's also they're cute. Everything lights up, and you've got like the Ferris wheel. That's been like it's a Ferris wheel, but that's like a
that is a fancy village.
Merry-go-round. Merry-go-round. Thank you.
My mom collected those. We have a whole bunch, and then she just like eventually stopped putting them up because it's so much work.
I have all the Christmas story houses I got from gifts year after year, and I don't have the whole set. And now when I try to find a piece of it, they're like $300 a piece.
Oh, I bet.
And I want more of them. They used to sell them at Bed Bath & Beyond, and, well, that's gone.
Wow, too soon.
It's gone.
Talk it out. Thank you, Producer Stevie. Can't wait to eat that stick of butter Monday
morning.
Right in the production studio, with you. Stevie, check this out. If you missed it a few minutes ago, Producer Stevie said I should go on a diet. That's what we're getting into on Star 102.
That's not what she said. I said if you wanted to try a fad diet, maybe try the carnivore diet.
Okay, carnivore diet. I got to look. It does not come across my TikTok. I got to see what this is.
Chastity sent us a message. Chastity says, listen, the diet works. Since July 21st, I'm down 40 pounds.
What?
Congratulations. She says... Protein the loins diet? Protein the lion's diet is very strict. Okay.
I don't know about a loins diet.
I feel like that's a typo, and I'm not sure what that's supposed to say. Anyway, she says it's very strict, but there are different variations. What does that mean? Protein the lions? I don't know. Okay.
I feel like this is to get into a speakeasy or something. It's like some type of verbiage that we need to know to be able to move on to the next phase.
And she also
protect the loins. What did you say?
She says it makes you feel so good and have so much energy. Turkey, devil eggs, LOL. You open the stick of butter and eat it. And then she says, Tim, you got this. I'm rooting for you.
Love you. Thank you. What's her name?
Chastity.
Chastity, can you call us?
Wait,
can you tell us more instead of the DM so I can talk to you? Is that possible?
Once you're fat adapted, it tastes great. They even have butter bites to make with crumbles of bacon. What do you mean butter bites? Like just a chunk of butter?
I would do that. I'd butter bite it. Here's the video that needs to happen, because I know she's not listening, is that I just need to go to my fridge at home and grab a stick of butter, like in front of my wife, and just start eating it.
I feel like she would really vomit. She's,
what are you doing?
Yeah, that's not.
You got to get the grass-fed butter, they say.
Is it? Grass-fed butter.
Where do you get that? At Costco or something?
Costco has it.
Grass-fed. Okay.
I was just told the Kerrygold butter is delicious.
That's
is that
also grass-fed? Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, you could get the Kerrygold.
Okay.
Apparently that's
not the usual 59-cent sticks of butter that usually get.
You gotta get the grass-fed.
Okay, all right. This
Kirkland
is why I'm asking.
Kirkland has the dupe of the
They do.
Of what you were talking about.
Because they have
about.
The dupe
it's
of
like
everything.
The same.
The Kerrygold.
Yes.
Yes, my hairdresser was just telling me it's the best butter, so.
Maybe it'll taste good
for you, butter.
Tim.
Get that butter.
How long are you at the hairdresser to get to butter? Like how many different subject matter do you have to get to then start talking about butter?
Oh my God. That was like within the first 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
He was baking apple cider donuts. It was the whole thing.
Ooh, can we get some?
No, but he did make moonshine and that was heavenly. I could bring you some of that. I don't think there's butter in that.
Okay. I don't know why we're down that path.
Well,
Thank you very much, Chastity.
How long I had to be there. I said not very long at all because that was, I mean, I'm there a long time, but we got into the butter quickly.
Wish I knew when these were going on sale or how we could get them.
You're talking about the seats at Progressive Field, aren't
yes.
you? Yes. So they're replacing all of them. The green seats that are there now, they're going to be blue seats, and they're adding them. They hopefully will have them finished by opening day, which is April 8th. They haven't announced how much they'll cost or when they're going to go on sale, but they did say they are going to sell them. And you're trying to buy them now?
Well, I just think that anybody would like to buy them. We can't wait to figure that out. Or is there a... I'm sure they're for sale. Or is there an auction? Or there... What seats are available? I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of different questions. I think that, and maybe it's just me, I think a couple of seats would look beautiful here in the new Star 102 studios. Any guests? We have people coming in.
No, we have
in.
A lot of space I think in would be here. Great. You
exactly.
don't want to clutter it.
A lot of place for two chairs.
No.
Two chairs would look beautiful
as
here.
A
that
human...
green would really pop.
No. I don't think we need them in the studio. You could take them to your house. I know you have other seats there. What you've as a person who has purchased a seat in the past... Like, what's the going rate for something like this? Or do you bid on it? Or is it just going to be like, oh, this is $100? You know what I mean? Or is it like...
I know the slippery slope that we're going down in 4 minutes. I know where you're leading me.
No, I don't... I'm just asking a question.
If anybody else has, you know, memorabilia...
You have a few items.
Or... Some things like that that you would like to admit, we can do that. That's fine. Like a little memorabilia, like a I don't want to say a therapy session, but like essentially, let it go. Or if the wife wants to call it, the husband or vice versa. 216-343-1021. Something maybe you are excited about, or you wish your significant other would throw out.
Here's what I'll give you. At least yours have like significance. There are two items in my home that I would do anything to burn.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
not mine.
All right. So, some significance, and what would Jen burn? I don't have any idea. I can't wait to hear about that. What about you? Maybe if you win $5,000 by listening to the Odyssey app and Star 102, maybe you can purchase a couple of those seats, Progressive Field. Maybe that's what you spend some of the money on. Just an idea.
What do you think a seat is going to cost from Progressive Field?
So, before we get to what you want to burn,
yeah.
I think it's well documented if you've listened to this show at all. I love all Cleveland sports, and even though it pains me, I love the Browns and always have. I can't shake it. I've been disappointed. Remember the drive and the fumble and the this and the that and whatever. I just the entire thing, and I go back. I just do. I go back. So to me, it was very important to try to get. I didn't need it. Don't need it. But I wanted to get Cleveland Municipal Stadium seats. This is something that I wanted to get. But they're relatively expensive. You go to Facebook Marketplace or anywhere else. And I don't want it refurbished to what it looked like. I want a two junky just like they were in 1990. What was it? Five when they left after the 94 season. I want them to look like that. So I looked everywhere. But they're like $300 a piece, $350 a piece, you know, whatever. And then I ended up finding two of them. There was a lady, I can't remember where I drove to, but her husband, and it was a good price, and it was a fair price. And she was looking to get rid of these seats. And I purchased those seats, which are downstairs in kind of like the area where the TV's at and everything else.
Oh, so you use them as like seating for parties and stuff?
I don't sit in them at all. They're up again. If you're of a certain age, you know how uncomfortable those seats are and tight. B, I don't know. I feel like I just need to leave them alone. And like
they're decor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My
very
wife
spacious.
Absolutely hates those seats.
Is it because they take up so much space?
No, because they're peeling and look ugly, and they're yellow. And oh,
ew,
yeah,
they're yellow.
Oh, that's the color. I think maybe they used to be green
Could
or something.
Could you maybe refurbish a little bit, like gentle cleanup?
They're there. You can use them. They're functional. They're actually the way they were displayed was very nice on the bottom of the seats where they would have been bolted into the concrete in the stadium. They put like. I don't know. It was like 2x4. So you can actually use these things and seat in them. They're sit in them. They're functional. And that's the only piece of memorabilia I have.
That is 1000% false. I've seen you wear your Geauga Lake jacket,
silken jacket
to work.
This is embarrassing.
Oh, it's really.
I love Geauga Lake. I just feel like I needed something from there, and I bought a hoodie.
You?
What an idiot! It's off of eBay. This is why I closed my eBay account.
I cannot do this. You admitted that you saw your you closed your eBay account. What? There was something yesterday I saw online, and you were like, "Where's that?" I'm like, "I can't tell you."
I was just show related. That's why.
I don't think it. It was Geauga Lake related. I can't remember what it was, but you.
It was the signs.
It.
There was some signs on Facebook. I wanted the signs.
Oh yeah. My gosh!
So I don't. If there's anybody else that has this, that would be great. Memorabilia that you have or something. I don't know if it's not embarrassing. I'm not embarrassed, but you know you have it or your husband has it. Let us know.
How many items do you have of memorabilia? Oh my gosh. And if you included all your like football helmets and stuff. Oh my God.
Okay. This is quickly. Cause then I want to get to what you're going to burn. We didn't talk about
it. Yeah.
My grandpa, both of my grandfathers died when I was very, very young. One of them I don't remember. My mom's dad, I do remember. I was only like 7. I can remember to this day when we would go to the mall or wherever else, he would give me a quarter for those little football helmets. I still, this has to be, I'm not giving the year.
First of all, this is cute. This is cute that you have all these.
I still have those football helmets, and I remember trying to get the Browns one, which was impossible to do. I have all of those football helmets from back in the day that my grandpa gave me that I would go there and get. So then you fast forward to, I don't know, my 20s or whenever. These helmets are still available, but they're newer, and I have all of those football helmets in kind of like a shadow box display on the wall. It's really, really cool. There's some teams that aren't around anymore, so that's, you know, that's what I have. I have a replica 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers ring, championship ring.
A replica.
For no reason. Uh-huh. I have that.
Uh-huh. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you also have a beer fridge from when there was a beer fridge from the Browns?
So I have that beer fridge, the Bud Light fridge that opened when they had those tremendous losses. Right. I also may have stopped past Toys R Us in Manor.
I was just going to ask you, did you gather anything from Toys R Us when they closed? Have you dumpster dove in lately?
Not lately, but that was there might be a couple things there.
You know, could you open a mini museum in your basement?
Here we go.
A mini Cleveland museum.
I would like
to. Do you have enough stuff that you could have a mini tour? I know the answer, but
I would really like, if anybody knows where I can get a Flying Turns car from Euclid Beach Park.
What is that?
That's if you know, you know. So, enough about roasting me. What would you legitimately roast? That's what I would like. I think the verbiage was, I would set these two things on fire.
Yes.
That's next. So, what are you going to burn?
You remember? So, my husband, Nate, he loves two things a lot, golf and fishing. He used to work in Twinsburg before COVID. He'd have to drive there every day. There was a Gander Mountain. The Gander Mountain was closing. And you know when stores close, they clearance out all their stuff? This is probably when you dumpster dive the most.
Macy's.
Yeah, right. So they were clearancing out all their stuff, and he gets so excited about his purchase of a fishing rod display. A fishing rod display that's like a wide shelf that you can, you know, it almost looks like something you would put pool sticks in. You know what I'm saying?
That makes
like
sense. Pool stick holder. Yeah, okay.
But I feel like when you're in a retail store like Gander Mountain before it closed, a large item doesn't look as large as it is when it's in that store because the space is very large.
It's massive. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So he brought that home in the garage. It is the most gigantic, horrid thing ever. Now, the other item he has, and now that I think about it, and I feel like if Stevie heard this, she'd be like, well, that's not so bad anymore. You know, when you go out to shovel snow in the winter and you don't want to wear your best clothes, so you always just like put on, because it's going to get moist and wet and snowy and yucky. He has a coat, I swear, is from like 1992 that is puffy and says Nautica.
Oh, I love it. I bet it's super warm. That's
why. I call it his 90s cool coat. I hate it so much. And because of how much I hate it, he has kept it.
Good call.
For all the years we've been together and continues to wear it to shovel.
I love this.
90s cool coat. Yep. Those are the things I hate. Now, I know they're not as exciting as yours, but.
No. Those are good. Those are definitely good. We're getting messages. Hold on. Where is this at? Oh, here's Kim. My dad has a couple seats from a NASCAR track. Just sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
but like the thing with the seats, and if you know, the reason we were talking about this is because of the progressive filled seats. I don't understand. You buy them to display them or to sit in them?
In theory, to sit on them. You can sit on them. I just don't.
But for what?
Just like to watch when your legs are tired? You sit in any seat for it? You know, like, it's been a long day. And then you just sit down.
Thanks, Tim, for that really well done description.
Well, I mean,
when your legs are tired,
you ask the question.
That's
the answer.
Okay. How do you decorate around that?
You don't.
Right.
Your wife tells you to sell those things.
This is why it's a problem.
And that's why it's an issue. It's Star 102. What does your buddy have? We're talking about memorabilia because they're going to be selling some of those seats from Progressive Field that they're no longer using. Go right ahead.
I have a friend that has a row of seats from Yankee Stadium.
How many is a row?
It's got, I think, four or five seats on it. Bench style, but they're individual seats side by side.
That costs how much?
I think he paid like $400 for it.
All right. $400. Hey, Dan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Jen is crushing me with all the stuff that I have.
No, I'm just helping you inventory it.
My next thing, fishing rod stand.
I have one for sale.
I don't.
Actually, free.
Yeah.
Free.
What's going on, Dan?
My buddy worked at the Parma Toys R Us before, and he was a manager there.
Oh,
and
boy.
He gave me, so when you walk down the aisles, you know how they had like the big sign of what you're actually looking at? I have the Star Wars one.
You do?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, boy.
It would say Star Wars, or you'd have like a Barbie sign that would say Barbie on it. I have the original one that says Star Wars on it.
So where do you have it displayed? What do you do with it?
It's in my Star Wars room.
Oh. If you have a picture of that.
I have a whole room of Star Wars stuff. So,
send us a photo. Oh, yeah. We need to see that.
By the way, Dan, so when Spirit Halloween opens up in Mentor, it's at the old Toys R Us location on Mentor Avenue. And it's a big deal to me because I used to take Izzy when she was little there. Twice a week, maybe? Was it?
I think it was more than that.
I'll send you guys a picture when I come home from work today.
You should do that. So I would go there. I don't know. When I knew it was closing, I bet we went four times a week. It was just, I know this is the end. I want her to have some memory of this, even though she's like three. But that was the case. So anyway, that Spirit Halloween's there. I've been busted a couple times looking through the, workers only section trying to see what
they still have remnant of Toys R Us.
Oh, they do. I've looked back there. There's
like
still
what?
Displays back there. There is like the blue clouds display that says Toys R Us. The shelving units where some of the toys are at. They're back there.
Stop it. The fact that you know this.
Sure. Can I help you? Oh, just look. So anyway, how you doing? My name's Tim. So my daughter was little and this used to be, and it's a whole thing. You think I talk now? I talk then. At Toys R Us. I want to open up my own Spirit Halloween just so I can get back there and look.
Stop it. I can't.
That's it. I'm done.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.